about motherhood. One minute, you're mom of the year.
I love you, Mommy.
Then the next? Not so much. From bath time to bullying, from potty training to puberty, parenting is full of challenges. But one thing is for certain, you are not alone. Welcome to Modern Mom Probs. I'm your host, author, mother, parenting expert, Tara Clark. Join me while we tackle today's modern mom problems. Welcome back to another episode of Modern Mom Probs. Today's topic is talking motherhood and Mother's Day with Tamron Hall. Two-time Emmy award-winning journalist and author Tamron Hall is the executive producer and host of the nationally syndicated talk show Tamron Hall, which just got renewed for a sixth season. Since the talk show's debut in September of 2019, Hall has brought a refreshing, relatable, and unstoppable voice to daytime talk, informing and entertaining her audience, adoringly known as the Tam Fam. As a veteran journalist, Tamron leans into her 30-plus years in the field to ask the tough questions while having engaging, thoughtful conversations. From deeply personal to purely fun, The Tamron Hall Show is a daily destination for viewers to connect with stories and people who are shaping our world. Tamron Hall, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for the warm welcome. I'm excited to jump into the conversation.
I am thrilled to have you here. So you are a multi-hyphenated woman. You are a mother. You are an author. You are, of course, an award-winning journalist and talk show host. What makes Tamron Hall tick?
Oh boy, so many things. You know, I love what I do. I love my family. I love the privilege of living a life that I never could have imagined. By the way, I love the privilege of life. It's not to be taken for granted at any moment, but I think that that thing that makes me tick would probably be inspired by my own mom. I mean, my mom was a single mom at 19, and she really made me believe that everything is possible, and even the impossible can be conquered. And thus, here we are in my life.
Yeah, that's it. I also was raised by a single mom, and she always told me, be the best at what you do. Even if you are a garbage man, go out there and be the very best garbage man you could be. Yeah. And so here we are.
And I think what they mean by that is trying, because I mean, how does one become the best, right? Well, and it's measured in many, many ways. We just got it off the set and we were talking Mary J. Blige in her first interview since being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And here's this young woman who faced, you know, all of these seemingly insurmountable odds growing up. And she said, I credit my mom with, you know, really pouring this confidence in me. And I think when our parents tell us to be the best, that means just giving it all you got, right? Because how you measure that you're the best sometimes won't come in accolades. It won't come with people saying you're the best. It's how you feel about the work and the contribution you're giving.
Yes, which is a perfect segue into Mother's Day. So you have a Mother's Day extravaganza coming out on May 10th. What can we expect from it?
You know, this is our third annual Mother's Day party celebration. And I got to tell you, the inspiration from what we do and how we approach it really is the fact that I like to call myself a late to the party mom. I was 48 when I had my one and only child. And also the fact that for me, the journey of nurturing for most of my adult life was through the lens of my nephew, who's now 27, and my nieces, his sisters. And I really wanted a Mother's Day show that celebrated all versions of mothering, all versions of nurturing versus, okay, if you're not a mom, you're not in this party. And that was really important. So when we decided to build this show, it really was with the intention of motherhood. Obviously, this is not to minimize those who have that very specific journey of a kid in the home and all that, but it's to include the journey I had as an aunt and a plus one mom, you might say. It came also, I will tell you, I was, I wrote an op-ed some years ago just about as a single woman and people assuming a lot of things about me being without a child. And I wrote this and I was on the tarmac of a flight and this woman came up to me and she said, you know, I'm a stepmom and I'm his mom. And so often people will say, you don't understand because you're not a mom. And she said, but I am his mom. I am with him all the time. And we're sobbing, you know, on this runway or whatever, this tarmac of this flight. And so the show is inspired by that. It's a celebration. I have one rule. There's always a time to talk about the challenges of motherhood, but I want to talk about the joys. I didn't want the hour to be, you know, why it's so hard, why it's so difficult, why, because we know that. And there is a specific conversation about that, but I wanted it just to be celebrating people who've taken on this journey and the joys.
A true celebration.
Yeah, a true celebration.
Speaking of celebration, your little guy just had a birthday.
Yes, he just turned 5. It's wild. I was at his school yesterday for the in-school birthday. His actual party is a couple of days on the weekend, but a couple of days away on the weekend. But we were at his school and he said, you know, he doesn't like cake. He doesn't like cupcakes. I don't know why.
My son doesn't either.
Who are these AIs that have come into our lives?
He doesn't. We'll go to a birthday party and everyone else is eating cake except for him. He's there
my
like,
kid's
no,
the
thank
same
you.
Way.
I'm good.
No, that's my kid the same. He doesn't like ice cream. He actually only likes a certain lollipop, and it is a lollipop that's also meant to help brush your teeth. I'm like, of course you would like the healthy lollipop. I don't know who you are. So he said he wanted banana bread. I was like, okay.
That's and my son's loves, favorite too. Yeah, they're the same.
It must be a savory note, but he wanted me to play Kids Bop. He likes Dua Lipa levitating in a song called Astronaut in the Ocean. So I made a playlist. And I know it's insane.
Wait, hold up. They have Astronaut in the Ocean on Kids Bop.
On Kids Bop. And my kid is like, what you know about rolling down in the deep? And I was like, I'm afraid to look this song up, but it's the Kids Bop version and he loves it. So he listens to Dua Lipa Levitating. And now his new one is Party Rock. Everybody in the house.
That's a classic song.
Oh my God. I am raising a kid who's either going to be South Beach when he gets 18 or Ibiza, but he's definitely into that kind of party for sure. So we had Ibiza meets preschool yesterday. It was very fun. And I read a book. They had me read a book, See You Later, Alligator, I think.
Did he get to choose the book?
He did. And oh my gosh, you talk about all week long. That was, you know, it's so funny when you're raising a little one. And now he's at this age where, gosh, it's the things that are important to him, like his birthday, of course. But I said, you know, what book do you want me to read? And he's like, well, Dragon on 13th Floor, because Victor's mom read it. And I was like, okay, well, I'm on looking for the book I can't find. So I was like, okay, I can't find that book. Mom, but I want it. I said, okay, you have to pick another book. He goes, okay, Larry Goes to Los Angeles, which is his other favorite book. It's like, okay, fine. Then the day completely changes. Okay, no. I want, See You Later Again. I said, okay. But it's just so cute to see him. You know, this was so important how his mom presented, right? Like we so often worried about how our kids present, you know, behave yourself. I don't want people to think I'm a bad mom. Da, da, da. He was now looking at how his peers were going to view his mom.
Yes.
And he wanted me to have the best material. And I just thought it was the most precious thing because we do obviously focus a lot on them, but it is a reminder that they see us. And when we talk about, you know, bullying or toxic behavior and these things that are the negative that we all can project at any time, these are the little eyes that are watching. And he really was wanting me to be in the best light. You know, his mom, his dad are coming. And it really was this reminder that they're always watching, and our behavior and what we do matters to them as much as theirs matters to us.
Yes. Yes. He wanted to tee you up for success.
Yeah.
Just like you tee him up for success.
100%. He did. And I thought it was adorable.
Oh, I love that. That is so cute.
And I rocked it. I did a whole performance with the book.
Of course, you did.
I felt the pressure. No, I don't know. I was like, at first I would have just read it, but I'm like, ooh, he's sitting in front of me. I'm like, I got to bring like action, ready, set, go for him.
Yeah, you did. Oh, that's the best. Oh my gosh, I love that. So I'm going to ask you a personal question here. What do you want for Mother's Day?
Oh, for Mother's Day, I am a big breakfast in bed person. And so that's all I want. I think I'm working and I'm coming back that morning, but I love breakfast in bed. And my son loves to bring in the little tray and put it in. Mom, we made breakfast for you. It's so good. I love that.
And then do you walk out in the kitchen as a disaster or does your partner take care of that?
Yeah, my husband takes care of it. He does a really good job with it because he knows I'm a neat freak and I cannot not have everything spick and span. So he does. And then one year he did splurge. He found this woman. She's a chef and she was doing these Mother's Day at home in bed things. And so she came in and like made like eggs and he walked in as if he made it. I was like, really? But it was cute. He goes, you can't come out. You cannot come out. You have to stay in, which I thought was a very smart. It was a mom who created this business and specifically on Mother's Day, she keeps it simple, but she comes in and she helps. So it's not like this big elaborate thing, but it's to help husbands who are trying to do breakfast in bed. So he kept saying, you can't come out. You can't come out. And then Nick came in with the tray and I was like, these eggs are awfully fluffy. Who made these eggs? So it's cute. It's very cute.
As my son would say, that's sus.
I love it.
Oh, that's a great idea for a business, though. I may have Isn't to give it? Her yeah, a call.
I thought it was very smart. Very smart.
Yeah, it is. What's your favorite thing about being a mother?
Oh, God, I said too many things to list. I think day to day it changes. As I just said, yesterday was my son's birthday, this really moment of reflection about somebody watching you. I enjoy the entire experience of it, even the challenge of trying to figure out being a full-time, you know, talk show host, employee, journalist or whatever, and making sure I'm present and there for him. But also, you know, last night, I'll give an example. It was his birthday. We had a show and I came to his school. We woke up very early to celebrate and then we had a post. And then I went to dinner alone. And I knew that I went to a little sushi bar, sat at the bar myself and took that break. And for me, I'm finding my way, to keep Tamron alive in the flow of Tamron, the mom, Tamron, the talk show host. But I love it. And maybe, I don't know if it's because I'm 48. I can't say, I do wonder sometimes what I would have been like if I was 28, 38, but at 48, I just love it. I love the smell of my son's Dorito breath. I love his hair. I love that right now he's in this phase of sneaking into our room at 4 a.m. and won't leave. I wish I could just pinpoint one thing, but I love it all. I love watching other moms. I just love it. Even before though I was a mom, I love just, but maybe it's because I have a great mom. I just love the whole journey of it.
I love it too. There's, you're right. There's too many things to just
yeah,
list
too many
through.
Things. I love
their little
it.
Hands. I love their sweet yeah. little hands, their little fingers. Just
everything.
Too many
I
things.
Love the curiosity. You know, yesterday, as my son is, you know, he's really now finding his voice. And he had a balloon and it went up to the top of our home because he let it go and it cut the string or something. So I got it and I pulled it down and I handed it to him. He said, "You're the best mom." And I was just like, first of all, you sound like you're 15. And then it's just like, where did you learn that? And it's just, I was like putty. I wrote on Instagram, the boy who stole my heart. And he really has.
Yes, it makes your heart melt. And I have to tell you that 5 is a great age. Mm. My son is 11 now. And 11 is a great age as well. Yeah. But I have to say between like 5 and maybe 10 is like a real sweet spot. Like you are coming into a real sweet spot. So enjoy it.
I can feel it. I feel it, you know, because I have to tell you, if I had to say which year, I felt like, I wouldn't say it was a bad year. It wasn't. I felt like 2 and 3 lasted forever. Like it was just like, oh my gosh. And I know that people talk about the early infant. And we had a flow. I mean, my kid, I'm lucky enough to say, or I shouldn't say lucky because it's not about luck. I happened to have a kid who slept through the night. And so, and we had the global pandemic. So I'm worried about other things. And, you know, it's just so, but the 2-year-old stage, and wasn't terrible. I just felt the weight of it because now these are developmental, you know, I mean, with an infant, you don't know all the developmental milestones. Kind of go, you're like, okay, you go to a pediatrician, you weigh this much, your head's this big, and da 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 da, and how many. 2, you start to see those major footprints of life, learning and the walking and all that stabilizing. And it's just, and then how do I, you know, I was just at a friend's house yesterday and she was debating whether to baby-proof a certain thing. I mean, our house looked like it was like, if he fell, he would never feel anything. And her pediatrician told her, because her child is in a playpen a lot, not a lot, but, you know, she puts her in there when to keep her safe. And the pediatrician said, I know what you're thinking. You got to let her out. She's got to fall. She's got to hit her head. They were like, no, but she can't hit her head. And they said, no, you got to get rid of the playpen so that she can explore and learn what not to bump into. And yes. It was like, whoa, that's what I remember most about between 24 and 36 months was just this balancing of helicopter mom. And that gave me a lot of anxiety.
Same. Absolutely. Yeah. My son hit his head so many times during that period that I was like, this can't be right. And it was fine. And he's fine
now. And he's good. And everyone tells you that it's fine, but you're just like, so I'm like ordering let me tell you, this is a great thing. We actually even hired a company to come to our home to baby-proof our home. And I look back at that and I'm like, I could have put that money in my kids' college fund, right? But it was just playing on this emotion of like, oh my gosh, if this kid falls, what will happen? And that was, for me, it wasn't him. It was the responsibility came into full view and focus for me. And I was like, whoa, what did I just sign up for?
Yes. That reminds me when you said about being a helicopter mom at the playground. When my son was 2 years old, well, up until he was four, we lived on the Upper East Side. And so Central Park was our playground. And I was the biggest helicopter mom. Like, oh, be careful. Oh, no, don't crack your head. And then the big kids would like run through and you're like, no. Yeah. Right?
No, I was that mom. Like, hey, wait, he's going down the slide now. Hold on, you know. And I'm like, oh. But in fact, we're near Central Park, our studio, and there's that pyramid thing.
Yes.
And my son's nanny was with him. I'm at the studio. They came to see me at the studio and they went to the pyramid. She sent me a video and he was climbing. He's like two up what looked like it may as well have been the pyramids in Egypt. He's climbing and I physically felt ill. And I said, oh, Jennifer, no. He can't, you know, he can't climb up that thing. She's like, he loves it. He's fine. And I'm like, I am about to have a whole heart attack right now. And then I sent it to my mom, who was a worrier. And she's like, oh my God, he's going to fall down again. Go get him now. And so she was of no help because she's kind of a worrier. But I that mom, helicopter mom at the playground, I'm like, hey, wait a minute. He's coming down now. And just like, you just got to turn your head. Even now I fight it. We were at a birthday party and the kid, they're running and kicking. And I'm like, and one dad goes, they'll be fine. And all the parents are chatting it up with each other. I'm by myself like this. What's going on? Okay, who's knocking each other over? Hey. Yeah. But it is that, it's that challenge. And it's less so now because you do start to see, to your point, he's five and it's going to be okay. And if a fall happens, a fall happens. And yesterday he was, oh my gosh, back to this balloon. It floated back up and he decided he's going to climb onto this table and he's going to jump from the table to the ceiling and he's going to make it and grab the balloon. And I'm like, is that how you think it's going to play out? Okay. Cause that's not how it's going to play out. But I was like, you're going to fall versus who I was, you know, 2 years ago, I would have taken the table out, put it in storage and everything else.
Yes. I can say one bit of motherly advice here is the older the children get, the less anxious you are about certain things like that.
Ooh, thank you. I hope so. Because that's the thing that sticks with me the most now. Even, you know, we live in New York City and we walk a lot and I'm clutching his hand for dear life most of the time. And so my girlfriend's daughter is about his age, but she's much more mature than my son. And she's like a block up. And I said, Inessie, how do you let her, you know, and she goes, but I want her to be independent. And my friend's from Latvia. She's like, I want her to be independent. I was like, yes, but we're in New York City. She's like, I know, but I'm right here. I can catch her. So I'm trying to balance because I will never be that confident, I think. But we talked yesterday and we were walking down, I think it was Broadway or something. And I said, okay, you know, you're going to have to stand near me, but I don't have to hold your hand, but you have to stand and walk with me. And then we'll hold hands when it's time to cross the street. And so he's like walking, then he gets a little ahead of me. I was like, can you slow down, please? You know, and then he slowed down. But I'm trying to give him that space with also recognizing we live in New York City. You know, it's tough. And those are the things that keep me up at night. You know, whether he goes to Harvard or not, I care less. You know, I want him to have friends. I want him to be joyful, whether he plays a sport or not. I want him to try. you know, I'm just at that stage where the ending does not concern me, as long as he's able to make friends, as long as he's able to keep friends, as long as he's laughing and he likes to turn up his Dua Lipa, you know, that's all I care about at this point.
But that's the right perspective to have. That's the perspective that I would say a more veteran mom, a mom of a 12, 13, 14-year-old would say, almost even versus of a mom of a 5-year-old. Oh, wow. So kudos to you. Yeah,
thank you. Well, I think it came from the fact that, you know, my grandfather could not read. He was born in 1901. My mom was a single mom. And I've been raised and exposed through my talk show as well to people from all walks of life, and this notion that going to this school leads to this school that leads to that college that leads to your great success with 16 houses in the Hamptons and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. None of that is true. I've met people who've lived glorious lives from all different walks of life. I've met women who've been up and down and created their own business and had more success at that than anything and never went to a school with a single, you know, letter behind it. And so through my job as a talk show host and an author and the crime shows, I've had the great fortune of meeting so many people. And so the idea that there's a straight line from this to that, it doesn't exist. And I, more times than not, our show, and I talk to people who never went to college, right? Never. And that's not me advocating against it, because certainly do what you want. But, you know, a successful life does not have to include an Ivy League. It doesn't have to include a school that had illustrious, famous people that went to it. It doesn't. And I see it every single day.
Bravo. Beautifully said. Beautifully said. I'm going to ask you this question, and I ask it of all of my guests. You ready for this one?
Oh, I'm always ready.
Of course you are. What do you think is the biggest modern mom problem out there right now?
Oh, it's a comparison.
Yes. Would you believe it, Tamron? That's what everyone says. Like nine times out of 10, that is the answer that people are telling me.
Because I believe it is true. I don't think it's a lack of access to things. I don't think it's a lack of knowledge, because we are more studied than we've ever been in our lives. Obviously, science always evolves, and there will always be opportunities to learn new ways and new techniques to parent, even though it's the oldest job in the world. But I think, you know, and it's not, and by the way, I don't think it's just because of social media. I clearly know that social media plays a huge role in this, but it's a death by a thousand comparisons. And it starts, you know, from the very minute you tell someone you're pregnant. It's the measurement of your belly. It's the shape of your belly. Oh, you look how you have the perfectly round belly. What is the perfectly round belly? You know what I mean? It's like, what? It's like, and it's just, and it literally starts that moment. And I'm sure there are examples of even before. And it just continues. And for me, getting out of the kindergarten, you know, comparison was a big deal, because everyone's like, well, what school are you applying to? What school is it?
That's a whole thing in the city, a whole thing.
Exactly. And originally I said, I'm not falling for this nonsense. I grew up in Texas. I went to a Catholic school that was around the corner, and I turned out just fine, right? And then I found myself in the throes of it, because I didn't want anyone to perceive my child as less than because of this or that. And then I was like, you know what? I don't care. And so I have to have what I call my share snap out of it moments from Moonlight, when she slaps, snap out of it. Yeah. I myself, you know, as a person that I'm sure people look at and compare their life to mine, right? I am a person that I understand that people, and all the time I see people on social media go, you know, look at Tamron Hall. She had a baby later in life, and look at Tamron Hall. You know, and I accept it, and I understand it, and I'm so grateful. But I have a snap out of it moments where I, for my own mental health as a mom, for the mental health of my child, because if you start to take it on, at some point you're going to project it on them, right? So you start comparing, and then they don't do what everybody else is doing, and da 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 da. And now you're saying, "Well, why can't?" Here? And they feel it, and we put that on them. The other day, a couple of kids in my son's school, they were going to a chess class for the day. They were on break, and I thought about it. I was like, chess, but then my son's not ready for that. He's not ready for a 1 hour, you know, one day. He doesn't know the teacher, going in for a chess class. He's not there, but he is ready for swim. So we took him to a swim class and he enjoyed his day. Would I've liked for him to be with the majority of his peers? Sure. But I recognized that he wasn't ready. And I was like, well, you can still go to your swim. You're learning a life-saving skill. You get social, so you're not stuck up in the apartment and da 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 da. But yeah, there was a moment where I was like, they're going to chess. And I was like, well, they are, and good for them, and that's fun, but that's not for him. Mm-hmm. But I think comparison is a joy killer. Comparison puts us in spaces that we don't need to be in. And I think it affects how we see ourselves. And it inevitably, like a virus, will infect your child.
Absolutely. I agree. Tamron Hall, tell everyone where we can watch your show and your Mother's Day extravaganza.
Oh, wow. You can watch my show weekdays. Check your local listings wherever you live. We are nationwide. We just got renewed for our sixth season.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Season six. And we're now the second longest running daytime show in Disney's history. And we just got 3 new Emmy nominations. So I'm very, very proud. And the reason that we've been able to get this far is because of shows like our Mother's Day special, where we say on our show, please, everybody know that you have a seat at our table. I don't care what your chair looks like. I don't care what kind of mom you are. I don't care how you became a mom. I just want you to know that we have a place and a show for you to feel inspired. And as a woman, as a mother, I hope that in what I do every day, I make you proud. I hope that we're able to collectively have this experience. And so that's what the Mother's Day special is about.
Mission accomplished, because every day on your show, that is what you put forth out into the world, and it is well received.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks so much for being here today. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Modern Mom Probs. I hope you enjoyed our deep dive in today's problem with me, your host, Tara Clark. Join me next time when I'll be interviewing another great guest and tackling another modern mom problem. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and a rating. As always, you could head over to Modern Mom Probs on Instagram and give me a follow, or check out my book, Modern Mom Probs, A Survival Guide for 21st Century Mothers, available online wherever books are sold. Well, that's it for today. See you next time, folks.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.